our fellowship here for many years and spoke to us in many different ways and was just such an encouragement to so many people. And he has a strong gift of exhortation, very, very strong. And Robert went out to California to join with a group out there, the Bethel School of Ministry, I believe it was. And are you in the middle of the school right now?
Yeah.
You are. Okay. And he went out and found himself a fiance named Mary. What's your last name, Mary?
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Man, I would drop Fournier and stick with Lindsay if I was you. That's a cool last name. So they are engaged, and it was on our heart to have Robert give us a report for just what's happening, so he's going to do that.
All right. She just had ear surgery on this ear, so she hears better out of this ear. But see. So Mary and I are getting married May 25th, and I just want to maybe inform, some of you might not know the story behind it, but I just want to do a quick kind of testimony to that. So about 9 years ago, I received a promise to pray. Yeah, it was a word of instruction slash like a promise to pray for my future wife, that God had a woman in mind for me. And when I received that promise, like, I immediately thought, all right, where is she? Like it's going to happen now, or like it's going to happen in a month or two. And so a couple months passed, then a couple years, and then a couple more years. And so, you know, like I said, 9 years later, he brought me this beautiful woman. And it's something I've really learned in this is when we receive a promise, we think, you know, all right, we're going to go from point A to point B, and it's going to happen sometime soon. And a lot of times, it's really we're at point A, and God's, like, taking us to, like, point F or Z or whatever. It's just like God loves taking us through process, and it seems like to me that God, he's more interested in us relationally knowing him through the process and even than me actually finding Mary, is that I would know him as my provider, my sustainer, and my comforter. And so that would be just want to encourage anybody who's been waiting a long time. God is still faithful. He's still true to his word. I'm looking at his faithfulness right here. And so that's a word of encouragement to you guys. Mary and I are, so like I said, we're getting married May 25th. And we're going to, we're still praying about where, like, we're wanting to do long-term overseas missions. And so how that plays out, we're not entirely sure, but we're wanting to find a, like, pray into, all right, where are you calling us to plug in and serve for a couple years? And who does he want to send us out from? And so that's something we're praying into right now. And but Mary's heart's for Europe and Asia, and so who knows, we'll probably be South Africa. Who knows with God, but yeah, so that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not right. That's not right. This is different. You are a gift from the Lord to Robert, and the Lord has fulfilled in his timing what he wanted to fulfill. He is going to fulfill through you guys, I believe, just a sweet healing spirit. I believe you guys are going to heal a lot of people, and I believe you're going to turn bitterness into sweetness, and I believe the Lord is just so pleased right now. So let me say a prayer, a blessing over you guys. Lord, I thank you for this couple. I thank you for the sweet spirit about them, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the plans that you have for them. Father, I thank you for the fulfillment of the waiting season right now. And I just ask you, Father, that you would bless their marriage. Bless the ceremony coming up, Lord. I just ask, Father, that there would be a real wisdom for the two of them to walk in the path that you've put before them, Lord. I pray for this next year, Lord, just for a clear path for their feet, God, and that you would fulfill the desires of their heart. We thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.